You're listening to a Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
9 minutes after 9, Central African time. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let's welcome my two engineers, Brother Abdul and Brother Lakol, and my beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hadrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhullah, 0847863132. Somebody wants to know, Ustad, they say that, what is the ruling regarding giving awards to masjid and imams, etc., Ustad? The Sharia ruling, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Always when we want to solve a problem, we need to go to Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, wa anna al-masajid lillah. The masjid belongs to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in authentic hadith, open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, la taqum musa'a hatta yadabaha an-nasu fil masajid. The Qiyamah will not come till the people start showing off regarding their masjid. So if you want to give award, for what we're giving award, you must remember this is the cleanest masjid, or this is the best masjid regarding architecture, or you want to give this and so forth. So all this, isn't it ostentation? Is it not just showing off and so forth? Or are we giving them these awards because they're contributing towards us and so forth? The element of favoritism will always be there as well. So we should be very clear on this. That yesterday also I mentioned it in Darul Zakariya. So we must, in public, so we must be clear that to give such masjid, so-called masjid, that is promoting that school that are against the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, remember, is an absolute disgrace and a shame. And if it's done by ulama, then it's worse. So you must remember that we're dead against all these type of things. If you have imam, we got imam here, Jami Masjid, our Maulana Bamji, MashaAllah, he's doing great sterling service, 35 years. So you must remember, we need imams of that caliber there. Not imams who are sing-song imams and so forth and that, no. So imams who are politicians, we don't need this type of people. So we need people who are, you must remember, belonging to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They go about with their duties for the love of Almighty Allah and not for awards and that. If you are true alim, study Imam Abu Hanifa's life. Study Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's life. Imam Shafi, Imam Malik. Each one of them, they spoke against their governments. Each one of them said, we don't want nothing from you. But today you can see what's happening yourself. So we must remember, Islamically, we say and rule is not permissible, this type of things. And when it comes to a certain place, and you say that because they have programs for women, and this is all fairy tales, that what you want more and more women to come to the masjid. So that is shaitaniyat, that. So you must remember, not permissible. That is our fatwa on this issue.
I see there you got an invitation to start to go to Maputo. When will be Mufti Sahab coming to visit Mozambique? The beautiful air is waiting for Ustad.
I know when I come to Mozambique, then only thing I smell there is all the prawns and all the fish coming from there. Lorenzo Marx. So the Maputo. So inshallah.
Bilen, Ustad.
Bilen. I've been there 2-3 times.
The brother is asking from Bilen, Ustad. Musa says, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had his first experience with Angel Jibra'il alayhi salam, didn't Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha take him to a monk who predicted and confirmed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nubuwa? Was that?
The hadith is right there in the beginning of Bukhari Sharif, my brother. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there in Ghar Hira. And you must remember there the Master alayhi salatu salam used to stay there and, you know, wonder, reflect over the majesty, grandeur of Almighty Allah. And why Ghari Hira, why the Jabal Nur today? From there the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam could see the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. So that is one. Then number two, we must remember that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the first 5 verses of Surah Alaq, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. It's the first time. And then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came home, told Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, zammiluni, zammiluni. And this is the experience ahead, frightening, because it's wahi, and Almighty Allah states that inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. Surah Alaq is chapter number 96, the first five verses were revealed. So then Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha said that she gave support, pillar of support, and she said, la yukhzika Allahu abada, you Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will never ever disgrace you. You are the person that you help people with taqri daif, and you are hospitable to the guest, and what to inu, and you assist the people and all. She mentioned all these qualities. Then they went to Waraka bin Nawfal. So Waraka bin Nawfal is a family member of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. And he said that this is the same angel that came to the previous Anbiya and messengers, and he brought Iman on Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that monk story, and then forget that, he brought Iman. And if you want dalil and evidence on this, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him for Waraka bin Nawfal, and he was dressed in white clothes. So you must remember that. And then Nabi alayhi salam gave Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha the glad tidings that you're a family member or uncle or whatever you want to say. So remember, inshallah, he goes to Jannah and so forth. So therefore, when you see your mother, your father, they dressed in white after their demise and they are smiling and so forth, it's tafa'ul. It's a good sign. Allah Jalla Wala will grant them Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. So all these details you go and see in Bukhari Sharif, and if you want further details, right in the beginning, open Fathul Bari, one of the greatest commentaries of Bukhari Sharif by Ibn al-Hajar. Therefore, the ulama used to say, Allama Shawkani and them, La Hijrat Abad al-Fathi, meaning nobody has to write a commentary regarding Bukhari Sharif. That is just his opinion. And if you want, mashallah, in Urdu, our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib, who taught Bukhari Sharif for 50 years and more, he wrote Kashful Bari in Urdu. So you can read all that, mashallah. Allah, all the details are mentioned.
Ustad, advise regarding writing of Quranic ayat and wearing it on keeping it in one's possession, so-called ta'weez, Ustad?
Remember that when you are going to keep it, and now when you go to the bathroom, toilet and all that, then is that not tawheen? Is that not desecrating the noble Quran? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith open Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Ida dakhal al-khala naza'a khatamahu. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about to enter the bathroom and so forth. On the ring Mubarak was engraved Muhammadur Rasulullah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to remove it, not enter with it. The khadim, whoever was there, Anas radiallahu anhu, whoever, it was given to them. So you can't go in toilet, Allah forbid, with Quranic ayats and all that. You are desecrating the sanctity and the honor of the noble Quran.
Ustad, we go to overseas. This is +58. Which country? Okay, it says here Venezuela. Anonymous, +58. Ustad, it says that, do you have counseling advice to give to a Muslim brother who is addicted to porn? This is affecting his marriage negatively. Please assist. Anonymous sister, Venezuela. Ustad.
We don't do counseling and all that people come here or so forth. Our advice is across the airwaves, and if people send us WhatsApp, then we give advice, or they send us email, so we give them advice. This is a local, national, international problem. The shaitan today is breaking our barriers. You know, a human being, when they are born with Islam. They are born with haya and shame and modesty. Kullu wauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child is born with the natural inclination towards Iman and Islam and modesty. But in their formative years already, when they go to the satanic schools, they'll put the boy and girl together. They must say, you must mix and so forth. So that haya, which is so important, that is already being demolished and abolished already from their tender age. And then they grow up. And now they start, left and right, you see, on the phones, on the TV, here and there, magazines, the pornography, and you will see it is so cheap that people can have 100 channels and they pay $1-2 in Caracas. I've been to all these places, Venezuela and so forth. So remember, the billboards, half the things are exposed there. So you must remember that if you go to these countries, they have, I saw in Italy there on a robot there, mm-hmm. in Italian. Mm-hmm. So I asked that person, what's written there? He say, if they catch the prostitute and the night lady of the street, so she has to pay €50 or €500 or what, and the customer also. So I said that they got some times written there. They said between this hour and this hour. So I said, after that? He said, no, then it's okay. Now see the shaitan yet. This hour to this hour, they'll catch you. And after that, no, they won't catch you. So this is the problem. So you, brother, you must remember every time you are watching porn. So what is happening to you? Your iman is getting weaker, weaker, weaker. Your shame and modesty is getting weaker. And you're becoming khabis. You're already immoral. And now when you sleep with your wife, you will want to do things with her which you saw on the screen. Because that is human nature. And when she is a tayyiba and a chaste lady, pure lady, she refuses, then you will go to the street lady, you will go to the prostitute, and then when you get AIDS or you get sexually transmitted diseases, which is happening today to Muslims as well, so remember, your whole life is destroyed. So you need to your senses. My counseling, the professor's counseling, nobody can help you, my brother. The best counseling is you yourself must change. And that is what Quran is saying. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِ. You want counseling? Take these three steps. That TV of yours, take it out and smash it to pieces. That smartphone of yours, take it and throw it away. And remember, have an ordinary phone. You don't need all this smartphone. And third one, whenever you are seeing all these things by your friend or by whoever else, then impose a fine upon yourself. I know Venezuela money nowadays don't mean much, you understand? When I came back with Venezuela money, I went to 2-3 countries, I told them, change this. They say, we don't change this money. So you must remember, so I just gave it away in charity, whatever I had.
Allah,
so anyway, you must remember, so you know how much it's worth, so you then impose a fine upon yourself, and in that way you will be sincere to change. Otherwise, you will go from khabis to akhbath, that is from a worse person to a whole, totally out, that your marriage will break, you will lose your children, Allah forbid you continue, you might even exit Islam also. So we make dua for you, we make dua for the whole ummah, that Almighty Allah enhances our iman, and enhances our faith, and enhances our shame and morality and modesty as well.
The sister says, it's true what you're saying about the money, Ustad, but tell the listeners, what a beautiful scenery Venezuela has. Is it true, Ustad?
100%. Venezuela is a beautiful, beautiful country. You must remember, we went that time when Chavez was in power. Wow. You understand? Wow. And he was a good person, let me tell you that. As far as politics go, he knew what to do. He put the Israelis properly in their place. So any person who speaks against Israel will support him. Remember that as well. So yes, it's a beautiful country. But now, you know, you know all the problems that are going on and so forth. All Almighty Allah make easy for you all. Oh, my sister, my brother, all of you there, keep on reading Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Our ulama are there. My student is there also, Shiraz Mullah, mashallah. So, and others are also there. Oh, Almighty Allah, accept all their khidmat, mashallah, that our students are doing great, great work, our ulama, they, mashallah.
Ustaz, we go to Brother Adrian, who loves listening to Markaz Sahaba. He says he loves listening to As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. And of course, he says he follows your program, especially the Monday nights. This is Brother Adrian from Umchanga. He says, Mufti, what was Jesus' main role according to Islam? Why was he given the most amount of powers, miracles, and could do things no other prophets could do? Brother Adrian, Ustaz.
My brother Adrian, first and foremost, we thank you for your query and listening to us on Monday nights and in the early part of the morning, listening to Mona Arafat and Mashallah. So we say, Mashallah means very good. May Almighty Allah guide you to the Noor. You see, you say you from Umslanga and your people's number plates, they all got Noor, N-U-R, N for Natal, and you are from Umslanga Rocks. So we use Noor for celestial light, for the radiance and effulgence of Islam. Okay, my brother, let's get things in their proper perspective. Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, his honorable name is mentioned in the noble Quran 25 times. His honorable mother, Maryam, Mary, the Virgin, so remember her honorable name is mentioned 34 times. Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him, Isa means to be fair in complexion. Maryam means there to be Abida, the worshipper of Almighty Allah. For you to say that he is the greatest and more, that's incorrect even from Islamic perspective. Let's go and see which messenger's name is mentioned the most in the noble Quran. Nabi Musa, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, his honorable name is mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran. So already you can see the argument you are bringing is not so powerful and strong. So when we study Quran, it must not be studied with a hidden agenda, or, you know, it must be with an open mind, not with a prejudice or bias towards any side. I'm giving you an academic answer. So that's the first thing. And Moses, peace be upon him, Nabi Musa, was very dark in complexion. Remember that. And his name is mentioned the most. Regarding miracles, yes, Nabi Isa, alayhi salatu salam, is called Masih. That, you know, he used to give massage to people, and they used to get cured, and a lot of other things. So, wa ubriul akmaha wal abrasa wa uhiil mawta bi-iznillah. Cure the leper, and the people, children who were born blind, the people who passed away, who would tell them, wake up in the name of Allah, and they would get alive and so forth. So all that we believe in, Jesus has gone to the heavens and will come back. So what is his main function? His main function is three things. Number one, he is the last messenger of the Israelite prophets. But the last and final messenger for all times and all places is Mustafa Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger in whom we believe in, and we believe in all the messengers and prophets. He is Khatamun Nabiyyin, the last and the final messenger and prophet. So Jesus, peace be upon him, he came for a certain time, a certain period. Now when the second coming comes of Jesus, he will descend and come there to Damascus, and then his mission will start. What is his mission? You know there is a creation called Dajjal, what you call Antichrist. You go to occupied Palestine, maybe you call it Israel, between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. I've been there 5 times, so we have some experience. So you must remember, between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, there's a place called Lod. So even today it's called Lod. We call it Babul Lud. There Jesus will come and dispatch Dajjal, Antichrist, straight to the hellfire, because the Dajjal will be causing mayhem, chaos everywhere. So that is one of the main functions. Second function of Jesus will be, as enshrined in the noble Quran, my brother Adrian, I want you to write this reference down, and then if you have any queries, then please consult with me, and you can send me email akhosen@gmail.com, and in that way we can entertain anybody's questions regarding these issues. So Almighty Allah speaks of Jesus, peace be upon him, in these verses. So when Jesus came here, then he was taken to the heavens, and then after his second coming, this is what will happen, that Almighty Allah has mentioned in the noble Quran. وَإِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِ. So what you should do, my brother, Surah 4, chapter 4, and you should be reading verses 155, 156, right up to 160. So 155 to 160. We as Muslims believe, and this is an integral part of our faith, وَمَا قَتَلُوا, nobody murdered him, وَمَا صَلَبُوا, nobody crucified him. And this is something till today I haven't got the answer. I went to the Holy Sepulchre, and that is there in Jerusalem behind our masjid, you know, the Aqsa Masjid. So there, the Christians are there, the priests were there, they looked at me, but they didn't say anything when I entered. And then they are giving lectures, and they tell people, the tourists, that Jesus was buried here for 3 days and so forth. So imagine God dying and God being buried. I leave you with a thought, my brother Adrian. Nevertheless, so what is his main function? So when he comes back, then whoever belongs to any other faith, Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, this ism, so everybody will bring iman, everybody will become a Muslim, qabla mawtihi, before his natural death, that is the death of Jesus, peace be upon him. And this is mentioned in Surah 4, chapter 4, verse number 159. So therefore, to our Christian brethren, we say that you are the ones who speak of Trinity, you wear the cross and the crucifix and so forth. You need to answer this question, how come one is equal to three and three equal to one? The greatest mathematician in the world, yesterday, today and in future, cannot resolve this dilemma and conundrum and what have you. So that's one. Second one will be that you need to ask yourself, how come God was born and God died and so forth, and he was buried as well? Then who was running the whole world? So we need to answer these questions in all fairness. And third one, my brother, we can say, we as Markaz Sahaba, Radio Al Ansar International, maybe you listening to us on that platform in Durban, in Umhlanga, or Sirius FM in the East Rand. So yeah, people in Springs and Benoni and so forth are listening to us. So now, my brother, you can say I'm biased, I'm prejudiced because I'm born a Muslim. I'm asking you, my brother Adrian, you go to the documentaries of BBC, and you know the world media today, how they have hijacked Islam, and how they distort the image of Islam on their media and so forth. But we have a divine system. Go to the BBC and their documentary section, and you will find the rise of the crescent and the decline of the cross and the crucifix. Read that and see how the churches are now, the numbers are dwindling and they're closing. How many churches are sold and now the Muslims are purchasing them and building the mosque and masajid. And the Muslim is rising. The people in Europe, America, who fair in skin, the whites, they embrace Islam. The Africans embrace Islam. Others embrace Islam. Our message is very simple, my brother. We don't have any superstition, and we have a natural system. Everything of Islam is natural. But today, the world, common sense has become no more common nowadays. So that is our answer. That are the main functions of Jesus, peace be upon him, that he will come and establish the kingdom of God, as you say. He will establish the law of Islam on this earth, and that is what he will do as the follower of Mustafa Habibuna Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a follower of our prophet, the international global prophet, and that is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Speaking of miracles, my brother Adrian, the greatest miracle is of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is this Quran. You have the Quran, I think a translation. It comprises 114 verses, 6,236 verses. Yea, in this room where I am, Mona Arafat knows it by heart, cover to cover. I know it before cover heart, by cover to cover. All with the help and mercy of Allah. It's not that we are genius, nay, it is the grace and mercy of Allah. My brother Adrian, ask your priest, ask your pastor, ask your pope. We ask Mr. Pope, please read the Bible in the original language from cover to cover. So what the answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. What you say, my brother Adrian? Is there any one person, one, I'm asking you one, I can give you a million. I can give you a million. I'm asking you for one, my brother Adrian. Show me one person who knows the Old Testament, New Testament, the Bible, the Injil, in the original language at memory. Bring him on. We want to hear him. It is not a single person. And remember, so the whole Bible is interpolated, and you have so many different versions that the versions are confused, my brother Adrian. God be with you. Allah bless you to Noor and the right path.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen. Somebody says, Subhanallah, well answered, brilliant, Mufti Saab. Somebody says also from Clarksdorpe, they want the podcast of this. Anyway, let's go inshallah for Takbir, Allahu Akbar. We got 26 minutes to 10 o'clock. We go inshallah quick for an ad break. When we get back, we will continue with the Q&A. Stay tuned.
You're listening to a Marcus Sahaba online radio podcast.
24 minutes to 10, you are tuning in, listening to the Q&A on this beautiful evening. MashaAllah, I see Carolina says, Mufti Saab, stop firing. It's too much this evening. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. I see Mokopani also is listening to Ustad. Ustad, what is the reason that pork is haram as the pig has hooves? Ustad?
Remember, before we come to the swine, you know we just started 1441, so always beg Almighty Allah. Therefore, I told you that look at the new moon and say, Hil Allah, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Ya Allah, make this month, and now for us this year also, a month of khair and goodness, wa Rushdin and righteousness. So a Muslim must always be firing, and firing the truth, and not being apologetic, and not being hypocrite, and trying to curry favor with people, and always have this. I will belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we don't have to worry of people. Watu izzu man tasha, watu zillu man tasha. Allah gives izzat, honor to whomever He wants. Allah gives zillat, disgrace to whomsoever He wants. You ask about pork, there are so many verses in the noble Quran if you're a Muslim. O lahma khinzirin fa innahu ritsun. So you must remember the swine, the pig, from bumper to bumper, top to bottom is haram. There's not a part, a portion of it that we can use. So it's called najasul ain, and that all the fuqaha, jurors of Islam, have reached consensus on that issue. If you are speaking about from a logical perspective, I don't know if you have studied all these things there. You know, one day I went to an abattoir. We go to all these abattoirs to go to learn also. So one day I was speaking to a Jewish rabbi, and I asked him that why y'all don't have the swine and so forth. And he gave some answers. And I went also to see that how they want they slaughter, what they do and all these kind of things. So anyway, just to learn, you're not understood. I want to tell you one thing. There's many other things regarding the swine, but I'll tell you the one thing. You see that these people who have wine and swine, wine is the mother of all vices, and that is this alcohol and intoxicants. And swine removes all the inhibitions. It removes, you must remember, all the haya and shame and modesty. You ask the swine farmers what happens, that you will find one female, the pig there, and you will find the male, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and all of them are getting busy. You understood? So today, these people who want to eat, not want to, they are eating pork. Pork bangers, they call it. I see in the paper, they advertise and all that. Astaghfirullah. So all these things. So when they have their orgies and so forth, then they do the same thing what the pig does, the swine does. You are what you eat. Simple test, the lucid, you know, the test, you try it and see. The litmus test, they call. So anyway, you try it and see. Sometime we travel in the planes and that. Now there you sit next to different people, sometime Muslim, sometime non-Muslim, most of the time is non-Muslim. They see how we are dressed, and then they will start some question and some discussion. So sometime they ask me, why you don't eat pork? Why you don't? So I tell him, my brother, you want an honest answer? He say, yes. I say, you'll be honest with me? He say, yes. I say, if I call you a goat? He say, no, I don't like it. I tell him, I call you a cow? He say, no. A pig? He say, hey, I don't like that. I say, you don't like to be called a pig, but you're eating the pig bangers all the time, pork bangers? Then they start, you stimulate their mind. So it is the filthiest, dirtiest animal as far as we Muslims are concerned. And remember, it removes your shame and modesty. Why do you think that today you have so many rape, you have so many incest, and you have so many all these things going on? Because these people are sometimes busy with the wine, sometimes busy with the swine, and then they lose control of all their senses. So Islam, Islamic law, if you understood, Brother Adrian and others, Brother Marvin, my sister Natasha, Islam is there, my Brother Michael, there in America. So if you are listening, then Islamic law is to protect five things. Hifzuddin, to protect Islam. Nobody has the right to obliterate and remove Islam from the radar. It must remain and will remain. Number two, Hifzul Aqal, to protect our intelligence and intellect. And therefore, Islam says all forms of intoxicants and alcohol is haram. And then, Hifzul Nafs, to protect our life. You must remember, life is sacred. Therefore, I told you, the xenophobia attacks and that Islam will never condone. We condemn it, whether it's Muslim or non-Muslim. You cannot just start looting, shooting and all these things here, and indiscriminately start because the person belongs to a different country. So protection of life, protection of intelligence, protection of the religion of Islam, protection of your property and your wealth. So therefore Islam says, when these people are stealing and looting and so forth, you amputate their hand. Just make 3-4 of them example, and we, the 50 million, will be living in peace. Otherwise our prisons are bursting at their seams. So that is Islam. That implement the punishment, it will be a deterrent to the rest of humanity for posterity. And the last one, protection of honor. You can't be calling people names and say you are a zani, you're an adulterer, you are this, unless you have evidence. So that is Islamic law, the protection of these five. And that is why Islam has a divine code.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says, Mufsab, can you repeat the answer again? A thing of Brother Adrian, family member in prison. But of course, it's a very long answer, so we'll ask, inshallah, our beloved engineer, inshallah, to get the podcast for the listeners of, am I right, Ustaz?
Yes, my brother Lukolo is here. He'll prepare the podcast tonight, and inshallah, I will send it out on the, my WhatsApp, inshallah, tomorrow, and it will be on the website tomorrow. So go to our website, www.muftiakhusain, and in, .net, and that is the, our, my website, and otherwise, Markaz Sahaba, markazsahaba.com, and you will find the answer there to Brother Adrian as well.
Ustaz, somebody saying here that, respected Mufti Saab, I follow the Hanafi Madhab. While traveling on an aeroplane, is it permissible to combine Dhuhr, Asr and Maghrib Isha? Ustaz?
Not permissible, brother. You're not only traveling on the plane. We travel to many countries, so we read Salat on time. So remember, that is the Hanafi school. No Hanafi jurors. I'm not speaking of today's people. Today, you don't call them real fuqaha and so forth. Today is naqil. Naqil means that they just look in the kitab and so forth. So you must remember, I'm speaking of the fuqaha who are the real jurors of Islam. So you look at Imam Abu Hanifa, you look at Imam Abu Yusuf, you look at Imam Muhammad, you look at Imam Zufar, you look at all of them, none of them ever passed the fatwa that Hanafis can, you combine the Salat. You must remember, so that is, that no one has passed that fatwa. Yes, today people just do what suits their desires, and somebody's getting money and what have you. So, and somebody getting diplomatic passport, and a lot of things happening nowadays. So anyway, you must remember that we're speaking of the real ulama and the real fuqa. So yes, for the Shafis, Malikis, Hanbalis, they allow it. Hanafis don't allow it. Every Salat must be read on its own time.
Who said if a lady's iddat finishes, must she leave the house the next day to break her iddat? And the listener says, when can we hear the repeat of Mulana Thanker of this evening's program, Ustad?
Inshallah, that also will be on the website. Inshallah, between 6 and 8, there was a program by Mulana Venka. So I'm sure that will be also on the website. So tomorrow, you go to the website, markazsahaba.com, and you will find all that there, inshallah, the Q&A and everything as well. Okay, now this is another Indian custom and tradition. Now let me explain to you. The husband passed away. Now he passed away in Ramadan or whenever, right? So now the iddat expires. For example, we just say today, right? So when the iddat expires, then the son will come, or the daughter will come. No, mommy, ummi, you must come with us. You were in iddat. So now we must take you out. There's no such thing in Islam that you have to take the lady out, the widow, and now her husband passed away 130 days ago. That is the iddat period. There's no such thing. She must leave the home and go. That is all our Indian custom and tradition. What she must do, now she's sure 130 days have passed since the time her husband passed away, so she must wear jewelry, she must wear new clothes, she must apply henna, mendi, and now the people come, they know her iddat is finished. If she wants to accept proposals, it's her prerogative, so now somebody can come and propose to her, get married to her. So that is what Islam teaches. Not this is our Indian tradition, custom from the Gam mentality, Lal Kitab, from some red kitab, some Indian road somewhere. So now they came there, maybe he belonged to Modi or somebody. So they brought all these fairy tales and brought these things here, that you must leave the house. There's no such thing in Islam like that.
Was that somebody saying, I don't know if Ustaz can read it, it says, salams to my beloved Imam, I'm very happy to be a Muslim and to help that brother who asked a question regarding Jesus. Ustaz, it says here, I don't know if Ustaz can read, he must read the Bible, John something, Ustaz.
Okay, the brother Adrian, yes, somebody who was a Christian but embraced Islam. So now that this person is responding to you, so I'm reading from this person. We thank the person. The brother's name is Qasim, Yahya Qasim, brother, mashallah, Allah reward you.
Ameen.
So he says, our brother Yahya, that you must read John. You know John, you got there in the Bible, and chapter 7, verses 31 to 34, and read Hebrew, and that is verse chapter 5, verse 7. So John, chapter 7, verses 31 to 34, and read Hebrew, chapter 5, verse number 7, and read Corinthians, and that is chapter 15 and verse 13 to 15. Our brother Yahya looks like he knows much about the Bible, so he sent everything here. I hope you gave the correct references, brother. So if we don't want that tomorrow, he tell us something else there. Allah reward you, brother Yahya.
Ameen, 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 Ustad. Ustad, our very good friend, Ethiopia, brother Yakub, he says, my friend says that one cannot make Isail Sawab for someone else. I want proof from Quran and Hadith, which I may forward to him in reply. Ustad.
Right, my brother Yaqub from Ethiopia. You ready, my brother Yaqub? I love this kind of questions. So let's start. Number one, to make dua. My father, my mother, my brothers passed away. So I make dua. Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents. Forgive the believers throughout the world who passed away with Iman and Islam. The day the reckoning is established, who in his right mind can say you can't read this? Totally permissible. Dua lil-mayyit, dua for the amwat. Surah 14, verse 41. You writing down, Yaqub, Itopi? Right. Number two, Surah 59, verse number 10. Surah Hashar, verse number 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh, beloved Allah, that forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with Iman. Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse 10. So dua, we all agree, totally permissible. Sadaqah, to give our charity on behalf of the deceased. Today, this morning, Fajr time, I gave this hadith. Remember, Sa'ad radiallahu anhu came to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Inna umma Sa'adin qad tuwfiyat. The mother of Sa'ad passed away. What should I do, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So the master, rahmatullah alameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, Al-ma, water. So he went, fahafara bi'ran, he dug up a borehole, a well, faqala hadihi li ummi Sa'ad, and he said, this is dedicated to his mother. The hadith in Mishkat is authentic. So this also everybody accepts. That is number one, that we say that you make dua for the believers and the people who passed away as Muslims and with Iman. Second, you give charity in cash or kind. So there's a dalil, I gave you the evidence already. Three, to read Quran Sharif. This is what they reject. Now, why they reject it? These are called Salafis. So we're going to break their argument. You writing down, Yaqub? The Salafis, their greatest Imam is Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn Kathir rahimahullah are buried in Maqabir al-Sufiyya in Dimashq. So remember, I gave you the graveyard, I gave you who is buried, where they buried all that. He celebrated student Ibn Taymiyyah, celebrated student Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah writes a book called Kitab al-Ruh. And there's an Arabic title, and I have it here by me, in my book, in my library. And it's page 17 I'm giving you. Kitab al-Ruh, page 17. Tell him this, Brother Yaqub. One day, a person was reading Surah Yasin. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal came. Ibn Qayyim is writing. That Imam, a person came, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal came, saw this person reading Surah Yasin. And then he told him, don't read. So he read the hadith. He asked him, you heard this hadith yourself? He said, yes. He said, go back and continue reading. Write down, my brother Yaqub. Iqra Yasin ala mautakum. Read Surah Yasin for your disease. The hadith is mentioned on the authority of Ma'qil bin Yasar, radiallahu anhu warda, in Musnad Ahmed. Is mentioned in Abu Dawood. Is mentioned in Ibn Majah. Ask any Salafi, must I accept him or must I accept all these books? I'm giving you reference from hadith. I'm giving you reference from the Salafi book. I'm giving you the author and the page number. Where you come, my brother? You are still tiflun fi babil ilm. Mm. So you are still a small child when it comes to knowledge, my brother. So remember that, sit by the ulama haqqani and rabbani, and then you will understand what is dinul Islam. And not just going and leading this one's fatwa and this one's fatwa. So we go for tawaf, we go for hajj, we go for umrah. The lady asked Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, picking up a child, Ali hada hajjun ya Rasulallah, did this child perform hajj, he will get reward? Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, naam walaki ajrun, that yes, he perform hajj, but you get the reward. So that is isali sawab. So you must remember, somebody does the action and somebody else gets the reward. So that is what we believe in. We say, read Quran. We say, do good deeds. Read nafil salat and so forth. And transfer the deceased, the reward to the deceased. All a'imma arba accept it. Some salafis reject it. We say, Allah guide them, because they have become blind to in certain things.
Subhanallah. I see Mulana Ilyas from Maputo, Ustad. We studied together at the Darul Ulum Zakaria. He says, I really love this program. I wish Mufti Saab could speak Portuguese, so could benefit our entire qawm and many other Portuguese-speaking countries, Ustad.
Mulana Arafat can speak Portuguese. So next time we have Q&A, I speak English. No. Mulana Arafat translated in Portuguese. Burtukali, brother.
Subhanallah. Ustad, lots of xenophobia this evening, especially in Benoni. A dealership was just burnt. What dua to read for protection, Ustad? Very sad.
فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِذُ وَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. How sad. Wallahi, I'm telling you, South Africa, what a beautiful country. But because me and you, the Muslim Ummah, Quran is teaching us, but we don't take heed. We're too busy with the satanic soccer, cricket, films, movies, all those nonsensical haram things. See what Quran says. Everyone should look at the verse. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرِيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّةً. Allah gives an example of a town, a country, a city. كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّةً. That they were living in peace and tranquility. يَعْتِيَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. And they were getting their risk in abundance. When I went to study in 1974, Karachi, Pakistan, we had to take foreign currency. Mm-hmm. So if we used to get for 1 rand more than $2. You understand what I'm saying, Mawlana Arafat? Hmm. For 1 rand, we should get more than $2.
More than that.
So anyway, that is how powerful our rand was. So, and people were living peacefully, everything. Anyway, yatiya rizqa ragadam min kulli makan. Now freedom came, democracy came. So, fakafarat bi anumillah, the citizens, the people of the country, they became ungrateful to Almighty Allah. The plasma TVs became bigger and bigger, and the Maulvis went on the TV, and they legalized it, and all these haram things. They sit with the firqa batila, they sit with the shaitans who are eroding our faith. So, they are ungrateful, the ummah, all of us. So we became ungrateful to Almighty Allah's bounties and favors. فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوءِ وَالْخَوْفِ. So Allah, action and reaction, cause and effect, sabab and musabab. So I gave you in various languages. Libas al-ju'i wal-khuf. So Allah puts a covering. Jew, look at South Africa's unemployment. If we're honest, it's sitting at 40% or more. So remember, there's so much unemployment, poverty. Wal-khuf, and so much fear. Bima kanu yasnaun, because of your own actions. Surah 16, Surah Nahl Dabi, verse 112. O Ummah, there is no one to protect us, believe you me. The government, the police are not interested. They got their own issues. We have to make peace with Almighty Allah. Cry to Allah, beg Allah. Wadkhilna fi rahmatik. Ya Allah, we beg you. Include us in your special, special mercy, O Allah. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَوَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Take 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, give it out. Read Ayatul Kursi. Allah. Read 5 daily salat. Leave your home and read the Masnoon Sunnah Dua in Tirmidhi. Bismillah. تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Then Allah will give you 4 things. Hudita, you'll be guided. وَكُفِيتَ, your needs will be taken care of. Wawukita, divine protection will come. Watanaha anu shaitan, all the shaitans will run away from you. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. So we have to become an ummah that are proactive. But we don't want to change. We say, no, it's happening to them, it won't happen to us. No, this complacency is not permissible. Remember that. Take heed from what's happening. Today, that person, next is the Allah alone protect us. Remember this. So the country, the ESCOM, we know, is in a mess. And so many other things are in a mess. So we need to have, make that peace with Almighty Allah. Peace with human beings. Make salam at least to people. So even though we have differences with them. So that is what we, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people until and unless they themselves change within themselves.
Subhanallah. Usana Malana Ilyas from Maputo says, requesting Mufti Sahab for Duas, our national istima of Mozambique, this coming weekend 7, 8 and 9 in north of Mozambique, Nampula. Ustad.
Yes, I was in Nampula also. Almighty Allah make the istima there in Nampula, in Mozambique, a great, great success, a means of hidayat. And today I always say the work of Dawat and Tabligh is the best thing that happened to this ummah. Millions of people, their lives have changed. Their children have become ulama and hafiz. So many people in different parts. So yes, we pray and make dua to Almighty Allah wherever there are istimas, wherever all the effort is going on. Any effort goes on for deen. Our madrasas, our khankas, our tabligh jamaat, our darulums. As long as it's according to the teaching of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah, we make dua. Almighty Allah, let the noor of Islam permeate and go into different countries and different places. So yes, it is a wonderful effort. Allah Ta'ala makes it kamiyab and successful, inshallah.
Inshallah, ameen. Ustada, it's a minute left to 10 o'clock. We're going to go for one more question. This is from Mumbai. Brother Akram says, Mufti Saab, why can't our Taliban help Kashmir? Where is our Afghanistan Taliban kahan hai, Ustad?
Taliban jo hai, wo to Qatar mein baithe hue hai, aur wo to baat cheet chal rahi. Dekhiye, mere paas time nahi hai, 1 minute, 2 minute baki hai. Agar aapko Afghanistan ki tareekh ki kuch pata hai, برطانیے والے آئے افغانستان اور پھر بھاگئے وہاں سے. روس والے آئے تو ان کا قبرستان بن گیا, وہ بھاگ گئے. امریکی آئے اور ابھی بھیک مانگ رہے, چلو ہم امن کرے اور جو ہے. What I told brother Akram, study the history of Afghanistan. The British came and they were defeated, humiliated. Russians came and the whole Soviet Union disintegrated. Americans came, they're sitting in Qatar and making peace. And therefore, the people are very, very worried. Taliban is coming again. And they have half the country, more than half the country under control. So we must remember this, that that is why the enemy realizes that they can never fight continuously. So because they're mercenaries. When you're a mujahid, you do for the love of Allah, for the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you don't have no fear for death. We embrace death and we love death. And why? Khalid bin Walid said, "Inna ma yaqom yuhibbun al qital, yuhibbun al jihad fi sabilillah, kama tuhibbun al khamr." With me, O Rustam, I have a people. They love to dice with death, like how you love your alcohol. I translate: how you love your wine and swine. We love to give our life for the sake of Islam. To Taliban ke pas to apne masal. The ummah has to rise up and say, I tell you one incident. Today, in certain parts of Britain, the rice from India is lying there, and the Muslims have boycotted it. We will fix you up, oh you BJP party and Hindus and Mushrik. We will boycott everything of yours. And see, so today, this is the easiest way. We have the numbers, and we have to show them. We will stand in solidarity with our Kashmiri brothers, sisters, and children. And your Bollywood, your Satanhood, we don't want. We always told you it's haram, but the Ummah don't realize. We don't want your cricket team, we don't want nothing. We want Islam, and Islam is the best for the West and the East and the North and South and all parts. Allah give us true understanding of this.
Ameen. Hussain, Jazakumullah khairan. No news. The next is the Urdu lecture, Ustaz?
Inshallah, next is the Urdu lecture by Khatib of Pakistan, Hazrat Maulana Ihtishamul Akhtanwi, Rahimahullah. I read Jummah Salat by him 4 or 5 years, mashallah, in Jacob Line. A real orator he was. And he says, Allah ki muhabbat, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki muhabbat, or Aulad ki muhabbat. Wonderful Urdu lecture by Khatib of Pakistan, Hazrat Maulana Ihtishamul Akhtanwi, Rahmatullah alayh. Listen to it, inshallah, and you will benefit. Barakallahu fiqh. Tomorrow, I'll see you, Mona Rafat, around 5:10 in the morning, inshallah.
Inshallah, Ustaz. Jazakumullah khairan, Ustaz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Mona Rafat will be here at 4 o'clock. They come very early, up past the quarter to 4, but they'll be firing, inshallah, at 4 o'clock, inshallah.
Ameen, summa ameen, inshallah. Up next is the Urdu lecture. We're going to love and leave you. See you tomorrow morning with our beloved Fadilatul Ustaz, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Hafidhahullah, and our Hazrat Malana Salim Karim Damat Barakatum, all the way from Ladysmith. From myself and all the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM and Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allahumma ahdina wahdibina wahdina sa jami'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.